This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Right, 10:15. Good evening. It's 5 Live. The Health Secretary, Jeremy Hunt, has accused the BMA of being totally irresponsible ahead of the latest strike by junior doctors. Mr. Hunt was confronted with junior doctors' concerns on today's Andrew Marr show, but responded by also accusing the BMA of spreading misinformation.
Rachel Clark is a doctor in Oxford who says, Mr. Hunt has made me feel demoralised, insulted and cheap. He implies we're the problem. When I give my life to the NHS, it's so grim on the front line now, I sometimes work 14 or 15 hours straight without a second even to eat. I have never felt so despairing or so close to quitting medicine. Andy King, a registrar from Oxford, with so many patients to see, I'm absolutely petrified. I'm too exhausted to look after them safely. If we are stretched even more thinly over 7 days, I'm certain patients are going to die. This is what they're saying. One final one, Jane Genyon from Hereford. The profession is at absolute breaking point. I see doctors in tears because they are so despairing about what the future holds. Jeremy Hunt has done this. He's driving away a whole generation of doctors. Those are the voices of doctors right now. That's what they feel.
Yes, and it's incredibly disappointing that the totally irresponsible way that the BMA has behaved in refusing to sit down and talk about how we can improve patient care and spreading misinformation.
Well, let's get reaction tonight from Dr. Seb Lugg, who's a junior doctor working at Birmingham Queen Elizabeth Hospital and the Solihull Hospital. Hello, Seb.
Hi, Stephen. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. How do you react to what Jeremy Hunt's just said?
Yeah, well, I mean, I watched the Marr show this morning and I wholeheartedly echo the concerns from the front line. And I'd just like to say the NHS saved my life when I was 11, inspired me to be a doctor, which I'm truly passionate about. And I've never considered any other profession. But I'm sad to say that over the last few months, I've been so demoralised and been driven to tears over this. And after a decade of dedication to training within the NHS, I've never considered emigrating up until this point. And I do hold the Health Secretary, Jeremy Hunt, entirely responsible for this.
But he says the BMA is spreading misinformation.
Well, first, I'd like to say that I'm not being misled by the BMA. You'd be unsurprised to hear. I'd like to thank Johan and all the team for their efforts in giving frontline doctors like myself a voice that we deserve. And I'm shocked by the language that Jeremy Hunt uses towards the BMA. He continues to pass the buck on this matter, and I'm fed up with him vilifying them for his political gain. I mean, to say the union are telling us these things is completely patronising and insulting to a group of intelligent young professionals.
So spell it out for us. Why is this so bad for you working in a hospital? You say you've been brought to tears. How? Why?
Well, I think the first thing to say is the NHS is at a big pressure. We're all giving a lot of 110% and a lot of goodwill. There is a big problem at the moment with recruitment and retention of doctors. And I think for Jeremy Hunt to say that, and peddle this lie, that our junior doctor staffing levels are the reason why 11,000 excess people are dying within the NHS is categorically untrue. And our current contract is no barrier to seven-day service, and we're already working 24/7. And what this is really about is about increased staffing at the weekends, which we fully support. But what would be more helpful is if the Health Secretary recognised that to deliver a safe and quality NHS, additional funding is needed for the recruitment and retention of junior doctors. And instead of the government attempting this on the cheap, under the new contract, we'll risk being overstretched for a further 7 days or taken away from weekday working, both of which are profoundly unsafe to patients. And by this, he jeopardises a large proportion of the workforce emigrating or leaving the profession entirely. And despite all the warning signs of this happening already, Jeremy Hunt is completely willing to take the risk, which I believe is just irresponsible and dangerous.
Philip Blond's listening to you, director of the think tank ResPublica. Hello, Philip.
Good evening.
Are the doctors right to strike?
Well, I mean, is the situation of junior doctors difficult and in some sense intolerable? I would think yes. I think that currently the health service and our hospitals in particular are being overwhelmed. They're being overwhelmed by the failure to properly develop chronic care so that people suffering from anything from diabetes, obesity, dementia overwhelm our hospitals, pack out our beds. The system is dysfunctional and desperately, desperately needs redesign. It's dysfunctional from the level of ambulances up to the level where you have delayed discharge of patients who should go home. So, you know, 30 to 40% of people currently in hospital shouldn't be in hospital. So what I think is happening is actually the pressures of an unreformed system are really pushing it to breaking point. And in that, I agree. And I also think junior doctors have a really bad deal. I think they have to pay for their exams. They have to pay for their tuition. They're relatively poorly paid, particularly if you think compare them and their education levels with those of their compatriots. So I think what's needed is a new deal, really. And that needs a new design for the service.
But a new deal would mean the health secretary doing a U-turn, caving in, being weak.
Here's where I differ. I think actually what the health secretary is trying to do is create a new deal. I mean, it's very clear, for instance, that there is a weekend effect. Numerous academic studies show that. I've just tweeted a list of the latest evidence on my Twitter account. There's absolutely no academic doubt that there's a clear weekend effect, that people who are admitted late on Friday to early on Monday have worse health outcomes. The 11,000 figure is no doubt a product of a variety of factors, but it's certainly true that staffing is one of those factors. So I think the health secretary is completely right, and it's good that we just heard from our junior doctor colleague there that they believe in seven-day working, because we have to create an NHS that doesn't contain those penalties. And we know, for instance, that the chance of getting seen by a consultant on the weekend are within 14 hours, which is the clinical standard, are 1 in 10. And we know that improvements in health, take, for example, the stroke units in London. They've opened 8 hyperacute stroke units that are staffed by consultants 7 days a week. And mortality rates are down by 30%. Now, I've studied the offer of the junior doctor's contract. I've studied it very closely, and I feel that it's actually fair. That I don't think that there's anything that is being offered there that is in any sense unreasonable.
Well,
I'll finish this very quickly. It's offering no net reduction in pay. It's actually offering a reduction in hours. And what it's really trying to do is reduce the penalty to hospitals of hiring people at higher rates on the Saturday so that they can be properly staffed. And I think the doctors are striking for conditions and for a long history, it's been long in the making, that aren't actually anything to do with this contract.
Well, Dr. Johan Malawana is the BMA Junior Doctor Committee Chair. You'll want to respond to that, Johan. You've got Philip Blom there saying this deal is fair.
Well, I think that's totally wrong. I think the fact is that 98% of doctors in this country voted for industrial action, having seen the detail. And the fact is that junior doctors would not, they would not take industrial action lightly. I think Philip Blond is conflating lots of issues, much like the Secretary of State was doing this morning.
What issues?
The thing he tweeted, I'm just looking at what he was tweeting, the research into the weekend effect. I mean, Jeremy Hunt was taken through that by Andrew Marr this morning, and it was clear that the Secretary of State misquoted several parts of that research. So to conflate the weekend effect and accuse junior doctors of being the problem with 11,000 deaths is once again just completely wrong.
But that's not what I said, Johan. I said very clearly that staffing is a factor in the weekend effect, which I suspect that you would not deny. We know, for example,
the weekend being from Friday to Monday, so 4 days out of 7, and compared to one day which wasn't, if you compared it to a different day, had no actual statistical evidence. That's not really an effect that's reproducible.
Johan, I've tweeted on the government website.
I'm looking at it now, what you've tweeted.
Hold on. Let's hear from him. Go on, Philip.
I've tweeted on the government website. I've tweeted the whole list of articles published in the British Medical Journal and others. And it's very clear from those articles, and your listeners can go to my Twitter feed and read them, there is a weekend effect. It's real. and it's evidenced by multiple academic studies. Now, what is not clear is what is the overall causal factor. I certainly don't think it's just staffing, but it is clear that staffing is an issue. We know for a fact that consultant attended care has a huge impact on better health outcomes. It's why the issue of consultant presence is so important. Take, for example, that the recent case of that poor British athlete who died of meningitis when a junior doctor misdiagnosed, and according to the junior doctor's evidence, there was no consultant there to help them. And so I think let's address the problem.
Okay, well, let's let Johan respond to this, Philip.
I think, to be honest, just stating it's a fact doesn't make it a fact. When the editor of the BMJ calls to task the Secretary of State for misquoting evidence, I think you can fairly assume I'd rather trust the editor of the BMJ or even his own advisor, Bruce Keogh, said that that's not actually how you should interpret it.
Hold on, Philip. Let Johan finish, then you can go back.
I think, as this morning showed, when Andrew Marr took the Secretary of State to task, the fact is that the Secretary of State is conflating issues that actually have nothing to do with this contract. The BMA and junior doctors already work 7 days a week. This has nothing to do with the contract that we're talking about, and yet, over and over again through the last 6 months, multiple people have been trying to accuse junior doctors as if somehow we're the ones to blame for all of this.
Just to come back on this, I think Johan, you're not addressing the facts. I've said very clearly.
Just stating it's a fact doesn't make it a fact.
Hear me out. I said very clearly, I didn't say staffing levels was the causal factor. I said it is a factor. And I've said the presence of consultants in care is decisive.
Which has nothing to do with junior doctors.
No, but it's part of what the health secretary is trying to do. He also talked about ensuring no consultant opt-out. So what I'm trying to say...
Again, nothing to do with the junior doctor's contract.
Yes, no. What I'm trying to say here is the health secretary is addressing a real problem. We know, for instance, from an audit study by NHS England, that broadly speaking, there's three times less medical cover over the weekends, and that covers both consultants and junior doctors, than during the weekdays.
What about the effect of 53% of patients in this country, of the public, saying that they're scared to go to the hospital on the weekend because of what the health secretary has said?
Now you're moving the goalpost, because all I am doing here is I'm quoting studies accurately.
Well, not quite accurately.
Yes, I'm afraid there is an issue.
No, it's just saying it doesn't make it true.
Well, read it. Try reading it.
I'm sitting here in front of
me.
I've got it in front of me, and it's not actually how you read it. You're saying it. So my point is that, just simply saying that it's a fact doesn't make it a fact.
What do you say?
I'm afraid you're just being farcical here, because...
Hold on.
I'm saying something really...
Okay.
Quite minor.
Let's calm this down. I know it's emotive, but let's calm this down.
Yeah.
Johan, what do you say to patients listening to this who think, do you know what, you might have a cause, there might be some merit in what you're saying, but when you strike, it affects patients?
That's true. And patients are the people we care for day in, day out. They remain our first priority. Other doctors in the NHS and NHS staff will be there to provide excellent care on the day. The fact is that the government is paying...
Well, there has to be a net effect by you going on strike.
But, and the problem that, as one of your first speakers spoke about from Birmingham, that the fact is that there are demoralised doctors in this country because of the Secretary of State, and he's driving doctors out of the NHS. The long-term effects of that on the NHS are far more profound than the action we're talking about. The fact is, when 47% of doctors in this country get to the end of their foundation programme, are not applying to continue training in this country, in going straight on to further training. That is a massive loss to this country. We've invested so much money in them. And all those doctors that you've seen on the streets or speaking in the media, why is the Secretary of State pushing those doctors out of this country, out of the health service? That is the biggest problem that this country faces.
What would resolve this?
The Secretary of State needs to stop playing politics with the NHS, needs to stop playing politics with this contract, and actually needs to reconsider what he's doing. Threatening imposition, bully boy tactics and arrogance are not the way forward. He needs to put his pride aside, and we need to actually find a solution to this problem that is fair to doctors. The BMA has offered a workable solution. The Secretary of State rejected that because of his pride.
Philip, final word to you.
Yeah, I think this is rhetoric, and I think that, unfortunately, the situation of junior doctors, which I said at the outset, is, I think, pretty dire. And I do think that they need a new deal on multiple points. On the contract itself, what the government has said is it's already reduced what it's asking for, that they work normal time until 10 p.m. for 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. The nurses in the hospital are already working now on normal time from 6 a.m. okay. to 8 p.m. So really the ask is for nothing.
Okay.
Nothing that unusual.
We have to leave it there. Philip, thank you. Johan, thank you. Seb, thank you. Want to react to that tonight?